You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily On The Money news and markets podcast for this Thursday, the 5th of September. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. Well, it was a busy day for the Australian share market, which started off strong but fell back around midday following some hawkish commentary from the RBA governor. The index did claw its way back towards the latter end of the day, though, to be up 0.4% overall. Following those results, strong gains by data center operator NextDC as optimism flooded the markets following a historic $24 billion acquisition of rival AirTrunk by Blackstone. Offsetting that, a fall in the mining sector as the iron ore price slipped below $90. For more on that, I spoke with Angus Geddes. He's the founder of Fat Profits.
So we can't really blame Michelle Bullock for holding the line on interest rates, given, well, we've seen a bit of profit taking coming in and probably a bit of selling pressure in the resources sector. I think that iron ore price going sort of down to $90, looking like it's going to break below that level, really has put a fair bit of downward pressure on the entire resources sector. And of course, that oil price, which went to $68 last night, that's also put downward pressure on Woodside, which is quite a bit lower, and a bit of selling in Santos.
Yeah, we also saw the ASX drop a little bit in tandem with Michelle Bullock's comments today. Can you talk us through that?
Well, she's certainly holding the line on inflation and threatening, you know, really to keep interest rates higher until, you know, those inflationary pressures really come down. So we can't really blame Michelle Bullock for holding the line on interest rates, given those inflationary pressures. But, you know, the problem, as I see it, is, you know, we've got government spending that's been propping up the economy and stoking some of those inflationary pressures. We've had high immigration, and we've also had quite a solid labour market due to hiring by the government. So, you know, it's really a tug of war, and I guess we've got to see those inflationary pressures come off before we're going to get a rate cut.
Also today, a pretty major, some saying historic, acquisition in the corporate world. What detail can you give us here?
Well, I think the $24 billion that's been paid for AirTrunk is a mind-blowing number. AirTrunk is a business that consists of data centers, around 11, but they've had pretty strong growth over the last 11 years, and, you know, quite decent growth going forward. I think this really puts the spotlight on AI, the coming wave of technology rollout. We're going to need more data centers to accommodate these new chips, which are going to facilitate AI. We've got the hyperscalers arriving in Australia, such as, you know, Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, all going to require more data centers, more space to put those chips in. So quite a significant transaction. We've seen quite a favorable read over reaction in NextDC, which is up strongly today, I guess, on the read across of that $24 billion that was paid.
So how significant is this in the scheme of things? I mean, neither of these companies, NextDC or AirTrunk, are really household names. How would you characterize the sale?
I think the number that was paid really is defining for the transaction, in that it just sort of highlights the importance of data centers, which are really the backbone of infrastructure to enable the AI technology rollout that's going to happen very quickly over the next sort of 5 to 10 years.
Finally, Angus, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Well, I think the next 4 weeks could be choppy for the markets. And, you know, if there's any sell-off, we'll be looking for bargains, potentially in the technology sector, but also some of the beaten down discretionary retailers such as Collins Foods. It's not often that you see customers scaling down from fast food to buying groceries. So that's now priced for recession. So we'll be looking at Domino's and Collins Foods for opportunity there. And also think, you know, the sell-off in the commodity sector could prove to be quite short-lived, particularly if we're right and the US dollar comes off in a major way. Over the next 6 to 12 months, we should see a bid come back into the commodities, and particularly the gold sector.
That was Angus Geddes, founder at Fat Profits. Also today, the ACCC gave its tick of approval, greenlighting a $1.6 billion network sharing deal between telco giant Optus and Vodafone parent TPG. The agreement is expected to increase regional connectivity, lower prices, and boost competition. It comes after the watchdog rejected a similar deal with Telstra. I spoke with Australian Communications Consumer Action Network CEO Carol Bennett for her take.
Well, we know that communication services are pretty essential for people who are living in regional areas of Australia, and we know that there's a big disparity between the kinds of services that consumers expect in regional areas and those that they get comparative to people living in the cities. And so we've particularly seen this more recently with natural disasters, with cost of living pressures. The need for those essential services become much more apparent. And we want to see greater affordability, accessibility, reliability, and all of these things are really essential to regional consumers. So the upshot of this decision today is that it will ultimately create greater access to faster data and certainly reduce costs for people living in regional Australia, and that's a very good thing.
Now, the competition watchdog previously rejected a similar deal between TPG and Telstra. What makes this different?
The previous decision by the ACCC not to provide Telstra with an expanded footprint in regional areas was consistent with the fact that Telstra is already the dominant player in the regions, and that would have completely monopolised competition in the regions. And that's what we don't want to happen. We would need to see greater competition, reduced. Sorry, we need to see greater competition. We need to see greater affordability for people living in the regions. So, this deal, which enables Optus and TPG to work together, actually will increase capacity, will increase competition in the short term, and will certainly increase affordability for regional Australians.
Yeah, you mentioned affordability a few times there. And do you expect this to have a tangible impact on pricing?
This should have a tangible impact on pricing. We would expect that for consumers, this is a good outcome, particularly in a cost of living crisis where people are struggling to afford what is now an essential service that enables them to live and work well, and particularly in the regions where we know there is that disparity between what people expect when it comes to connectivity and what they actually receive compared to their counterparts in the cities. So definitely this is a good outcome for regional Australians. It should see greater capacity, greater speeds, and reduced costs. And that's a good thing for regional Australia.
Finally, Carol, and I know this may be a difficult one to answer, but given that Optus is such a big player, as is TPG, are there any concerns associated with this ruling?
Look, the only concern we have is in the longer term, the much longer term. We don't really know how that will play out. It's possible that it may reduce competition in the long term, but that remains to be seen because there's a lot of direct-to-device developments happening at the moment in this space with satellites coming into play. So we don't really know whether in the longer term it will reduce competition. We do have some concerns, and if that does transpire, that would be a concern for us because we don't want to see reduced competition and of course, increased prices, particularly in the region. So, that would be an issue. But certainly in the short term, this is a very good outcome for regional Australia when it comes to communication services that they really do need.
That was a Cairns CEO, Carol Bennett.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.